You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Indian River Real Estate, LLC, is a hometown family company. Hi, I'm Josh Stalls. My wife, Mandy, and I have deep roots in this community and are blessed to be raising our two sons here. Growing up in Indian River County, I understand the changing market and love helping our clients find a place to call home. Mandy and I have the tools and experience to guide our clients to the closing table. Helping clients feel confident in the buying and selling process is what we do. We can be found at IndianRiverRealEstateLLC.com or on Facebook.
I'm Rhett Palmer, and it's a new day. She has sold over 240-something million copies of her books worldwide. She's actually number one in Turkey, the last I remember, right? And she has had, what, six or seven Hallmark movies. She's Debbie Maycomber, number one New York Times best-selling author about 16, 17 times, right, Debbie?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. So let's talk about Jesus today and his influence in your life, because you used to type your manuscripts out on a rented typewriter, and everything changed for you. Was it your faith that helped get you through the tough times?
Oh, absolutely. My goodness, Rhett, I couldn't have ever done anything without Jesus in my life. And, you know, I didn't start writing until I was 30, and which is, you know, important. God has timing in our lives, and that was just the perfect time for me to start. Our kids were at an age where I could do it, and you know, there's that waiting period, and it means so much. You know, you see Jesus' fingerprints on our lives so many ways and in so many situations. I was at my high school last reunion last weekend, and I was talking with one of the guys I'd gone to school with. I didn't ever talk to him much in high school. But he told me the most amazing story. When we graduated from high school, he went to work in the in a warehouse, with a fruit warehouse. And a friend of his was taking a test, and he decided that he wanted his friend to go along with him. So Dan went with him, and he took the test. And he said he couldn't remember anything difficult about the test. But afterwards, the professor called him, and he said, "You know, I really want you to take this class. You aced it." And so Dan signed up for it. He was real enthused about it. It was the beginning of computers and using computers in the business world. And he rose all the way through the ranks. And by the time he retired, he was an executive salesperson at one of the big, big companies. And he later found the professor and thanked him. And the professor said, "Well, I have a confession to make. I told everybody that they aced the test."
Oh.
And he said it was that little enthusiasm, and I said, "Well, Dan, that was Jesus. That was God's fingerprints in your life." And when I look back at my life, I can see God's fingerprints in so many times, in so many ways. And I'm just so grateful that I found Christ when I did.
Well, how do you like that? That's amazing. So what's been going on in Debbie Maycomber's personal life lately? You know that I had, after I lost my brother on 911, the phone rang and found out that he had had a daughter living somewhere in the United States, and that changed our lives. I understand something like that happened to you recently.
Oh, yes. I connected with my son, and I'm just so grateful that I didn't have an abortion, and that I chose to have him. And so now he is part of our family, and we're very excited to have him. But in my personal life, I was just telling you that I am heading out on a Bible cruise for Thursday. We start off in Istanbul, and it is actually the travels of the missionary journeys of Paul. So we're going to be in Corinth and Ephesus and many of the cities that he spread the gospel, you know, the light of the world. And that's my goal as a writer, to be a light that shines towards Jesus.
Now, where will you fly to start that cruise?
Well, it's quite a long journey. We start from Seattle to San Francisco, from San Francisco to Amsterdam, from Amsterdam to Istanbul.
Wow. Yeah, well, you're going to have a great time. It's a good time of the year to go before it gets too hot over there. That sounds very exciting, to follow the footsteps of Paul. So what's going on book-wise? What's your latest book?
Well, it just so happens that It's Better This Way is coming out in paperback today. And in July, I believe it's July 12th, the book, The Best Is Yet to Come, the hardcover, is being released. So good things are happening.
Good. Let's talk more about your relationship with Jesus, because that's a word we talk about on WCNO here, and certain miraculous encounters. You've had a lot of these encounters, and the Lord actually, you pray every year about getting a word for the year. What's the word for this year?
Oh, my goodness. You're going to challenge me here. I believe it's light, because I want to be the light of the world. With through Jesus, I want to be able to illuminate His love to the world. But what I found really important to me was, you know, I've done this for over 25 years, taking a word for the year, and now I've decided I'm going to take a word out of my life. And this year, that last year it was hurry. I read this fabulous Christian book called The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry, and I decided I'm always in a hurry to get someplace, do something. And so I decided I'm going to take hurry out of my life. And this year it's declutter. I want to get the clutter out of my life. So I am, you just accumulate so much stuff. And it's just time to pass it on to someone who can use it.
Yeah, stuff. You know, we just sold our house, and of course, just getting rid of nearly 23 years of stuff. We all seem to accumulate stuff. It's called Ruthless Elimination of Hurry.
Yes.
Wow. When did you put that out?
I didn't. I read it. It's a book that I read by Mark Comer. It is the name.
Oh, I thought you had written it.
No, not me.
Yeah, well, I have a friend of mine from upstate New York, and he said the Lord spoke to him about going the speed limit. And he said by going the speed limit, he's changed his life. Now everybody's referring to him as the speed limit guy when he gets speaking engagements, but about all of us slowing down. So another unusual thing that you've done with your life and might inspire others is, they say if you, Zig Ziglar, who I had the chance of interviewing years ago a few times, he said if you write something down, you have a 97% greater chance of achieving it. If you don't write down a goal, you only have about a 3% chance of achieving it. You get up and you journal every day. Would you tell the people listening about that, a short version of it?
Oh, well, okay. But it's more than just one journal. I've kept a journal my entire life. I can remember writing in a journal when I was in grade school even, and I've kept nearly all these journals. I found one recently that I wrote in high school the day John Kennedy died. And I mean, it was really an emotional entry that I made, and I was just a young teenager then, very young. And but I also have a prayer journal, because people would probably laugh at this, but you know, I pray and I pray and I ask the Lord for things, and when He answers, I give Him stars. And so I'm reminded, I can go back and look in that journal and praise God, because I know He answers prayer, because I have the proof there with those stars. And then I also have a gratitude journal, because I just think it's so important for us all to start our days with gratitude, to thank the Lord, you know, to start our day on a positive note, because we have so, so much for which to be grateful.
Yeah, well, I have a friend of mine, she does that, Beth Erickson. She, I guess the agreement is she has to write down 5 things every day, but she can never repeat the same thing she did before as far as gratitude. But it's amazing what they can do. So anyway, what's new? How's my friend Wayne, your husband?
He is doing super good. He is building me a chest of drawers. He's in his woodworking heaven. So he's busy doing woodworking. So, and he's preparing to do without me for 16 days.
Oh, so he's not going on the Bible cruise. That's just for females only, or?
No. My daughter Adele is going with me.
Oh, okay. That sounds like very exciting. If somebody out there, I know you've been through your ups and downs. Everybody thinks that, when you're rich and famous, you're impervious to the vicissitudes of life, but you've had your down times too. Is there any word of encouragement, or just a short word of encouragement before we say goodbye to our listeners, Debbie Maycumber?
I just think that, the Lord works in our lives and every single day and in every single way. And sometimes we're waiting for things. I waited 5 years to sell my first book, five long years. And in that time, though, the Lord was working in my life. And as I look back now, and, so many times retrospect is 2020, and I can see how the Lord prepared me for this, how the Lord prepared me with rejections again and again and again. He made me strong. He made me appreciate what I was given when I published my book, and ever since then. So that waiting period is important. So if you're in a waiting situation, know the Lord is working.
Debbie Maycumber, 17 New York Times bestselling, number one bestselling books, multiple movies on Hallmark. Thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule, and have a wonderful time on your trip following the footsteps of Paul, the Apostle Paul.
We appreciate the support for New Day with Rhett Palmer from the family of Mosquito Joe. For information, find them on the internet at melbourne@mosquitojoe.com. Roaches gone, ants gone, spiders and hornets all gone. It's a New Day with Rhett Palmer is sponsored in part by Mattress Market, a family-owned business that provides brand names at discount prices. Are you losing good sleep because of a bad mattress? Mattress Market has quality beds you can actually afford. For more information, Mattress Market can be reached at 772-562-6007 or check out their website, mattressmarket.us.
So long, politics, it's time to start being me. Take the chains off my lips, it's time to set my tongue free. Some might just turn their heads, but some will raise a fist. And you told me to stand, so I won't back down from this. They say there are no absolutes, but are they absolutely sure? In a world that tries to water you down, where beliefs cannot be spoken too loud, I'll stand for truth. Where they claim your way isn't wide enough, and they do their best just to cover you. It's time we embrace honesty.